Chapter 35. Spring. Dante. Spring had finally arrived, and it was the day before Adam's birthday. When I went to his room, he was sitting with his back to the door, as usual. "What do you want for your birthday?" I asked.
"Can I have a mirror?" he said.
"What? Now?" I was sure that I hadn't heard Adam correctly, but he repeated the question. I wasn't sure what to do, but Dad was at work and I couldn't ask him. Maybe Adam was finally getting better, so I went to get the bathroom mirror. Time stood still as Adam looked at himself. The right side of his face was looking better. The skin looked softer and smoother, and his scars were disappearing. But his right eye was still drooping.
"I'm not going to be an actor, am I?" he finally said.
"What do you mean?" I put the mirror down.
"You can still be an actor. You can be anything that you want to.
Anyway, there are lots of other things that you can do too."
"I never made a plan B, remember?"
"You can make one now." After a long pause, I asked the question that had been in my head for months. "Why did you kiss Josh?"
Because he kissed me first."
I stared at Adam in shock.
"It was the night that you took Emma to Bar Bell. After you left, Josh tried to kiss me. I wouldn't let him, so he punched me instead."
"Your cut lip," I said.
"The day after, Josh rang me to say sorry and invited me out for a drink. After that, we started going out together."
"You and Josh?"
"We just did normal things, like having a meal or going to the cinema. I was so happy, Dante. I thought that I'd found someone and that we were together."
I didn't know what to say. I remember the time when Adam was going out every night and seemed really happy.
"But Josh hated to be seen with me and kept saying horrible things about gay people when other people were around. I really liked him, Dante, but I couldn't be with someone who was living a lie like that. So I left him."
"You did what?"
Adam gave a small smile, but he kept phoning me, so I blocked his calls. I think that's what made him so angry.
Now I was beginning to understand the strange looks and the bad feeling between them. Adam was gay, I didn't care who knew it, but Josh was the opposite. When he said negative things about gay people, the person he really hated most was himself.
"I can't believe it," I said. "Being gay isn't an illness. You're either born gay or you're not born gay and are heterosexual. End of conversation.
And if you're bisexual, then you like both boys and girls, no problem. So being gay isn't just a phase."
"Of course not.
What are you?" And then I remembered our conversation from so long ago. Adam smiled. He thought he was so clever.
"Do you still think about Josh?" I asked.
"All the time." "Do you think that it would be better to try and forget him?" I chose my words carefully.
"How can I forget, Dante? Every time I touch my face or take a breath, I remember. When we were young, if Adam hurt himself, I could make him feel better. But that was when we were young."
"Josh sent me a letter," Adam continued. "He's not doing very well."
"Who cares?" I said angrily. Where's his letter?
I threw it away.
Good. What else did he say?
He said that he was sorry.
Adam went and sat back down in his chair. His shoulders drooped, and I hated seeing him like that. Just as I was asking him how much longer he was going to stay in his room, Emma came to the bedroom door.
Daddy?
I was very surprised that she could now get upstairs by herself. She hadn't seen Adam for weeks, and he quickly turned so that we couldn't see his face.
Heyo, Unky,
her words for hello, Uncle. She walked to Adam, waving her arms at him and smiling.
Heyo, Unky,
she repeated.
Heyo!
Slowly, Adam picked her up. Emma reached out one small hand and gently touched the scars on his face.
Hurts?
She asked.
Yes,
Adam whispered.
Lots?
Lots.
Kiss?
Adam sighed, then smiled. The first real smile that I'd seen from him in a long, long time.
Yes, please, he said.
She bent forward and kissed his scarred cheek. Then she hugged him hard. And from where I was standing, I could see that Adam was crying.